is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heavy rain and high winds have wreaked havoc in and around Houston. At least four people were killed. Mayor John Whitmire.
We had 80, 90, and 100 miles per hour storm come through here. Some twisters mixed into this strong wind.
Correspondent Dave Malkoff is there.
The city streets are littered with debris, fallen trees, and siding of buildings. The storm took a toll on areas outside the city, too, causing power transformers to explode and bending those giant utility towers, knocking out power to about 1 million customers.
A day after the U.S. military put finishing touches on a floating pier off Gaza, trucks have begun loading up food for hungry Palestinians. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This shipment is the first in an operation the U.S. military hopes will scale up to 150 truckloads a day. That's far fewer than entered Gaza before the war, about 500 then. And U.S. officials insist this is no substitute for land crossings. One key crossing remains closed. The U.N. and aid groups will also face many challenges in distributing this aid once it comes ashore.
An uproar after the New York Times published an upside-down American flag on Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's lawn in a photo taken just after the 2020 election. It's a symbol used by some Trump supporters who believe the vote was stolen. Alito tells the Time his wife was the one who raised that flag briefly. Tempers flared at a House committee meeting when GOP lawmakers recommended holding Attorney General Garland in contempt of Congress. Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you?
The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband will be sentenced today.
David DePape was convicted last year of attacking Paul Pelosi at home in October 2022.
The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
DePape later admitted he planned to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and break her kneecaps if she lied to him. She wasn't at home at the time. Paul Pelosi did recover from his injuries. Prosecutors are asking for a 40-year prison sentence for his attacker. Peter King, CBS News.
They crowned a queen of country music at the ACM Awards. Lainey Wilson won Entertainer of the Year. She says it takes her back to her childhood.
I feel like I still climb out on the roof and I look at the stars, except I feel like I'm a little more eye level with them now.
This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Investigators from Milwaukee County are searching beaches in Racine and Kenosha for additional remains of Sade Robinson. An arm found in Waukegan will undergo DNA testing to determine its connection to her death. She went missing in Milwaukee in April. A passing storm clipped the northern part of Racine County last night with no major damage reports or injuries. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will help lead the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence City's initiatives planning efforts. They're working on a plan to attract green jobs. That household waste collection event tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The rescheduled date is June 15th. Racine's Festival Park is back today. It's hosting a Bavarian-themed beer garden event this weekend. It's free and starts this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's thrown the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers game schedule for the fall. 5 games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. 6 of the Packers draft picks were signed this week. 3 more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We are heading into an absolutely fantastic weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 68 this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny 72 on Sunday. More sunshine with a high once again right around 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Everything you have on your car has a very specific function, with the exception of one thing: the instrument panel dimmer switch. Why was this invented? Are people's eyes too sensitive for the 5-watt bulb behind this speedometer? It's like, oh, don't worry about those oncoming headlights, but this odometer light is, it's burning my retina. I can't. Is there any way we can turn this down? Is it, yeah, that's much better. And I don't know if you know this, if you go all the way, guess what happens? Off. You can turn off your ability to read anything there. Are people developing film in the front seat of their car? I think it's for people who just want to drive by instinct. It's like, yeah, you get pulled over, it's great. Do you know how fast you were going? you're not gonna believe this, officer. I don't even know how much gas I got in this car.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Does a hanky panky.
the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. If you need a friend,
question was, how many times does he say call me in that song? I think it was 36 times. I have to look it up just to be sure. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:17 right now. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 67, cloudy tonight, lows 51. The weekend perfect, sunny both days, Saturday and Sunday with a high near 70. Right now, it's sunny and 62 degrees at Radio Park. Our 4th District Alderman is here, David Mack. Also, you're in so many different hats. You're involved with the 4th of July, the 4th Fest Committee.
I've kind of trimmed down what I'm involved with, but I get involved with animal crackers at the Racine Zoo.
That's not trimming down. That's adding.
Leadership. Well, I've been doing that since 1999, I think. Leadership Racine. I graduated from the first class. We graduated our 26th class the other day, and then 4th Fest, which all three of them are fun to do. I enjoy doing them, and it gives me a way to get back to the community and stay involved and network with other people. So that's what I do.
Okay, you know, so you're back in City Hall.
I'm back at City Hall.
Yeah, you're back in City Hall after how many years?
It was 2011 was, I was an alderman from 2001 until 2011. So what is that, 13 years?
Hold on, let me get that.
13 years.
Hold on a second. Carry the one minus two square root. Multiplied times six, so that's 10, 11, 12, 13 years.
13 years. So 13-year break, and I've been out of it. And, you know, I've been telling people I have no agenda coming in. Sometimes people run because they're upset with something. But, you know, right before Christmas, the former alderman, Amanda Pathrath, came to me, and she said, would you consider running? And it just felt right. And I said, okay. And it was interesting. Survived the primary, top vote getter in the primary. You know, you get nervous going into the general election the few days before, and there's not much you can do. You know, by then you've done everything you can. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. Politics is very different 13 years later. The Trump factor and all that, people are upset. People don't want to open up their door to, you know, talk to you. And so I had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to win or not. You know, you're always prepared to lose and you don't want to. But, you know, I had to get into the mindset, if I don't lose, I'll put a nice statement up on my Facebook page. I'll try to get a hold of the person that won, concede the election, because I think it's the right thing to do. Ironically, in the five races I've had, I think I've had opposition, it's been six races now. I've had opposition three times, four times. Only one opponent has ever called me to concede the election and congratulate me. Kind of interesting.
I would never get involved in politics. Too many crazy people out there.
It is. It's
especially this presidential year. Yes. I wouldn't get involved in this. We got a guy with indictments running. We got another guy who's in his 80s running. We got just too crazy out there.
I went to see the president. I got invited. It doesn't mean that I'm a fan of his or anything like that. But there was going to be this economic development announcement. And it was interesting seeing the group of people, because you had business people there, you had community people there, you had, you know, some Democratic activists there. So it was a real mix of people for the announcement. It wasn't supposed to be a campaign rally, but it kind of morphed into that. But my point is, watching him come up, he just looked frail. You know, but what is he, 81 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, Donald Trump's not that much younger.
No,
he's only like three and a half years younger. I mean, it's not.
When he's falling asleep during the court case, and
no, he fell asleep with him. Here you are on trial. You can go to prison for years, and he's dozing off during the trial.
Yep.
I didn't get it all. David Mack is here. We're going to talk about Fourth Fest in a few minutes. What time do you have to get out of here?
We'll stick around as long as you want to talk.
Okay. Good enough. All right. It's 8:21 at WRJN Radio. Local news, timeless hits.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals. Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. So tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
She's mine. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:29. David Mack is here with me. Not only is he your 4th District Alderman, he is also one of the people on the board at 4th Fest.
For Racine 4th Fest.
4th Fest coming up.
For 4th Fest of Racine.
What is it called?
4th Fest of Racine.
That's the official title. Okay, 4th Fest of Racine. It's coming up, guess what, on the 4th of July again this year. You do that every year. But it's not every year. If it's on a Sunday, you don't do it right on the 4th of July.
You know, it's funny because people will send us a message. Can you tell us when the 4th of July parade is going to be? Well, the same as every year on the 4th of July. But some communities like Kenosha has it on the Sunday before. So
yeah, some do. And yeah, there's some all over the country that to do that. So the 4th Fest, unless it's on a Sunday, then you make unless it on a Monday or a Saturday. What do you do, the Monday holiday?
We do it the Monday after. And okay, the reason is we got churches downtown, plus people still go to church, and you don't want to do a parade.
I do every Sunday.
At 10 a.m., you know, in the middle of church service. It's probably going to cause both church service attendance to go down and also the parade attendance to go down.
And lightning bolts coming out of the sky.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Don't want to risk it.
All right, here's my 4th of July story. Do you ever see the movie Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The opening scene is the 4th of July parade, and it says Massapequa on there. That's the town I'm from. And I was in the 1 4th of July parade there. they had the Little League, which played baseball in Little League. So they had the Little League there. The boys' Little League was the last in the parade. And what they did was they put the people in order of how your teams are doing. And so the first place team was, first leading in that section. We were the last place team, the Arrows, because the coach's son pitched and he couldn't pitch. So we were the last. Then they put you in order of height. So I was the tallest. I was the last person in the entire parade. And I think I was 9 or 10 years old. And I was nine. And when I came, everybody was already gone. They were packing up because they saw it was the end of the parade. All the guys in the Little League wore jeans and a Little League shirt with a hat. My mother made me wear a dress shirt and dress pants and dress shoes in the parade. I looked like some official, walking in the parade. It looked like they all had their Little League shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
I was dressed up like I was going to somebody's wedding that afternoon.
As a kid, my favorite part of the parade was seeing the street sweepers come through at the end because they just looked cool.
And we didn't have that. So that Massapequa 4th of July parade you see in the Born on the 4th of July, by the way, is not filmed in Massapequa, but that's the parade I was in. And Ron Kovic, who Tom Cruise played, was a neighbor of mine. He lived on Park Lane, which was the next block over. He lived up a ways. But yeah, Ron Kovic lived right near us. So
wow.
Yeah. All right, Dave Mack is here with me. We're doing some chin boogie this morning. I have a friend who's saying, "What's up, chin boogieing?" It's 8:32 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Time for that news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The beaches in Racine and Kenosha have become part of the search efforts conducted by Milwaukee County investigators in connection to the case of Sade Robinson's death. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office has been searching for additional remains of Robinson, who was last seen in Milwaukee. There is a suspect in custody. An arm found in Waukegan this week will undergo DNA testing to determine if it was connected to the death. The 19-year-old was last seen in April after a date with Maxwell Anderson in Milwaukee. The following day, a severed leg confirmed to be Robinson's was found in Warnemont Park in Cudahy. Those in the northern part of Racine County got clipped by a big passing storm last night. There are no major damage reports or injuries. A tornado warning did pop off for part of Milwaukee County. Racine's mayor will be knee-deep in working with a new group looking out for Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will lead the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence City's initiatives planning efforts to attract green jobs. The group is made up of more than 270 U.S., Canadian, and tribal members, and they aim to unveil a 10-year economic transformation plan focusing on clean water initiatives, waterfront accessibility, and promoting the Great Lakes for shipping and tourism. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are heading into an absolutely fantastic weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 68 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny 72 on Sunday. More sunshine with a high once again right around 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I grew up in the Eastern time zone. I now live in the Pacific time zone. And what's weird, living out there, when anybody from the Eastern time zone leaves a voice message, they always feel they have to compute the time difference. I'm always getting messages, "Hey, Brian, it's 4 o'clock my time. That's 1 o'clock your time." I know what time it is where I am. I have a friend who does that all the time. He recently left this message: "Brian, do me a favor, call me back. I'm going to be out for about 20 minutes my time. That's just call me back." When I was a kid, it was weird learning about time zones, learning that there were 24 around the world. I looked at a globe and saw all the lines met at the top, and I thought, "What time is it up there?" "Could you put your hand on the pole and walk around? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock."
I'm
that song from the Beatles' second album, Rock and Roll Music, the old Chuck Berry tune. Chuck Berry? Yeah, Chuck Berry. No, it wasn't Chuck Berry. It was Chuck Berry.
Wasn't it?
Was it Chuck Berry?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it was Chuck Berry. Who's the other guy? Not Bo Diddley. It was Chuck Berry. Yeah, it was Chuck Berry. Rock and Roll Music, I'll look it up. I'm getting old. Okay, Rock and Roll Music, the Beatles at WRJ, local news, timeless hits, where it's time to give away some tickets to go see Cabaret at the Racine Theater Guild. It's coming up beginning tonight, May 17th. Opening night is running through June 2nd. I have the tickets for June 1st. That's when we go. We're always the last weekend, because by that time, everybody knows their parts. They're having a good time up there. They're ad-libbing. They're having a great time. But I have a pair of tickets right now for May 31st, May 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Racine Theater Guild, Cabaret, the Tony Award-winning musical, also the Academy Award-winning musical. So if you want to go see Cabaret at the Racine Theater Guild, you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll give you one pair of tickets to go see Cabaret May 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Racine Theater Guild.
What's that number again? I'm dying.
I know. I was watching you do that. I'm like, I bet you're trying to win those.
262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. Give a call right now at WRJN. So we got a full house in here today.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's a party.
I've been working. Oops, wait a second. I should probably be paying attention. Hi, what's your first name?
William.
William. Is that really your first name, William, or is that made-up name?
That's what my mother gave me.
All right, just checking, William. Okay, William, you got a friend to go with you? You know someone you can make a friend to go to the production of Cabaret where you have to...
I'm going
to
sacrifice and take my wife.
Oh, you shouldn't have said it like that. William, hold on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are, William. All right. We got one more pair of tickets to give away next week. And then you and I said we have tickets to passes to give away to
Chula Vista, isn't it?
Chula Vista Resort for a weekend at Chula Vista Resort. We'll give those away next week too.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's what I'm going to call in on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he'll get on the phone with a fake voice. Hi, this is Dave. Dave Bob is my name. Can't think fast enough to come up with these crazy names. All right, it's 8:34 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Stay right where you are.
Local News and Timeless Hits.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by.
woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
Greatest hits of the Wii 5. I don't think they had another song after that. There are so many groups. The latest one hit wonder is Aha, Take On Me, which is a, you know, recent hit. That's it. One song. They're out. Unlike Freddie and the Dreamers, who had I'm Telling You Now and Do the Freddie, they had two hits.
Actually, technically, Aha had a second hit, being that that's right around the time I started radio. And I always like the second hit better, even though it doesn't become a hit. So I'm wandering around with useless 45s that nobody wants to even look at.
Yeah, and there were a lot like the Wii 5. They had one great song and never heard from again. But, you know, they left us with that song. That's good.
We'll delve into the 80s where you had a lot of one-hit wonders, too.
Yeah. So, David Mack, we're going to wrap up with you because we're going to wrap up the show. Hand this over to Cindy because she's got so much to do today.
What? What? I just thought he'd show up. What?
She's got her can of bubbly seltzer with her, so she's got her little cheese sticks and everything this morning.
Well, actually, technically, cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Mm. She gave me one yesterday. I kind of liked it.
Do you need another one?
No. I shouldn't have been eating that one.
I brought her back up now. Now that I know you like them.
Well, because I was sitting here waiting for someone, and so I was bored, and I...
Don's always hungry.
Yeah. There was some story I was going to tell before we left, and I forget what the story was. As I get older, I forget these things. That's why I usually write everything down.
All right, so we were talking about Fourth Fest.
No, it wasn't Fourth Fest.
No.
It was... I told that story the 4th of July, where I was last in the parade.
That was a good one. I heard that coming in.
Yeah, I was the last one. My mother made me dress up. Mm. I still remember the outfit. I was 9 years old. It was gold and black, small little checks on the pants. And she made me wear a white dress shirt, and I wore brand new shoes. And I'm walking in the parade. Everybody else is dressed Little League. They thought, oh, he must be one of the executives with Little League.
So you know. Growing up, I was pawned off on relatives to go watch the parade because my dad used to be in it. He had a friend that had a lot of horses and a lot of buggies, and my dad would drive dignitaries in a horse and buggy. So I thought, when I was Fourth Fest president, wouldn't it be cool to get a horse and buggy and ride in that versus a car? But I did not pursue it. I should have, because I think it would have been cool. But, you know, the parade's changed over the years. When I was a kid, you'd have 10, 12, 15 marching bands, and they were huge. You would stand there, and just the drums alone would reverberate through your chest, and Now, you know, a lot of schools don't have marching bands anymore. It's difficult to get them to come to the parade. They complain that our parade's too long. It's over 2.1 miles, I think. So.
This parade is long enough where you can have two meals, take a nap, and wake up and the parade's still on.
Yep.
David Mack, thanks for coming in. Our 4th District Alderman, he's also on the board for 4th Fest. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it, my friend. Good friend. I
like, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And he's also a big Elvis fan.
I'll play some Elvis.
Yeah. And I thank you very much for coming in.
All right,
you're welcome
you.
Anytime. Anytime you want to come in here. It's 8:52. I'm Don Rosen. Cindy's coming up next right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining. Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Shop local, buy local, save.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Yeah.